主耶稣基督有一次他讲了一个比喻。
Once Jesus told a parable.
就是在一个葡萄园里面呢，长了一棵无花果树。
It is about a fig tree that grows in a vineyard.
这个葡萄园的主人呢，每一年定期的都来看这一棵无花果树。
The owner of the vineyard come and see this tree every year.
结果连看了三年呢，都没有找到这个树当结的果子。
But after 3 years, he didn't find any fruit that the fig tree should bear.
所以这个主人呢，就对这个管园子说，干脆把这一棵无花果树砍掉算了。
So the owner told the person who's in charge of the vineyard, say, let's cut this tree down.
那管园子的呢，就向这个主人来求情。
But this person in charge said this to the owner of the vineyard.
说今年先不要砍这棵树哈，我把这个土翻一翻，施一些肥哈，看它明年结不结果子。
He said, let us not to cut this tree this year. Let me cut the ground around the tree and fertilize it and wait for 1 year. We'll see if next year is going to bear any fruit or not.
我们的主耶稣基督在他的教会当中观察每一个人，就像他观察这一棵无花果树一样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ watches one and sees every single one of us in his churches, just like the owner of the vineyard watches this tree.
他在看，观察我们每一个人的生命当中，有没有结出当结的好果子。
He is watching and looking and see if any one of us and our lives is bearing the fruit that it should be bearing.
耶稣讲了这个比喻之后不久，过了几天之后呢，他有一天从伯大尼去到这个耶路撒冷的路上，就看到一棵无花果树。
Not long after Jesus told this parable, one day, when he was on his way from Bethany to Jerusalem, he saw another fig tree.
他没有吃早餐，他就饿了，他就到那个树的前面，因为这个树长满了叶子啊。没有成熟的果子，应该有一点小果子的迹象，他去找果子。
He didn't have breakfast, so he was hungry, and he saw this tree has a whole bunch of leaves, and he was looking for the little fruit that this tree should bear.
结果这个长满叶子的无花果树竟然找不到一颗果子，也没有结果子的迹象。
But this tree, in spite of it has all these leaves, did not have any fruit or any sign of it's going to bear fruits.
所以这个时候耶稣就对着这棵树哈，讲了一句很严厉的咒诅的话。
At this time, Jesus told a very severe curse to this tree.
说从此再没有人吃这棵树上所结的果子了。
He said, from now on, nobody's going to eat any fruit from this tree.
结果第二天耶稣带着门徒又路过这个地方的时候，
And then the next day, when Jesus and his disciples walked by this tree the next day,
他们就发现这棵树啊，就枯干，从根到上都枯干了。
And they find out this tree from the root to the top withered.
当然，这个无花果树上面所发生的事情，不光光是关于这棵树和果子的问题。
Of course, what has happened to this fig tree is not all about this fig tree and its fruit.
就像这个图片背景所显示的哈，它这棵无花果树是代表着整个以色列这个民族。
Just like this picture on the screen, this fig tree is actually showing the whole nation of Israel.
神给以色列这个民族预备了一切他们当结果子的一切的供应。
God has supplied everything that the nation of Israel should bear fruit.
把神的启示给他们。
God gave them his signs.
把他的这个代言人那些先知给他们。
He gave them all the prophets.
给他们一切可以结果的资源，结果当耶稣来的时候，在这个民族当中却找不到当结出来的果子。
He gave them all the resources, but when Jesus came, he didn't find anybody that's going to bear fruits.
所以在这个无花果树上面所发生这个事情呢，代表这个不结果的这个民族要遭到的这个下场。
So what happened on this fig tree actually represent if a nation that's not bearing fruits and their results.
所以从那以后，以色列这个民族就被另外一棵树所代替。
From then on, the nation of Israel was replaced by another tree.
所以就在这期间，耶稣又讲了另外一个比喻。
During this time, Jesus told another parable.
有一个主人拥有一个葡萄园。
There's an owner, he has a vineyard.
他花了很多的功夫建这个篱笆。
He spent a lot of time and energy build the fences around it.
把这个土壤改善，把里面的石头全捡走了。
And he spent a lot of time and energy refertilized the soil and took the rocks away.
而且建好这个压酒池，预备好哈，将来果子结出来的时候有这个酒可以供应人。
He also built a wine pit.That once the fruits are all ready, they can be put in this pit and press wine.
主人把这一切都预备好之后呢，就把这个园子交给了这个园户，这个管理园子的人呢，来替他来照看。
After he built everything, he gave this vineyard to a person that can help him to take care of it.
过了一年，当结果子的时候呢，这个主人从远方就派仆人来收果子。
A year later, the owner sent one of the servants from far, far away to come and to get the wines, the fruits.
结果这个园户不仅不交果子，而且把派来的人打了，侮辱了，赶走。
But the person who's in charge of it not only didn't give the grapes to the servant, but he also beat him and made him ashamed.And send them away.
第二次、第三次，这个主人又派了不同很多的这个仆人来做同样的事情，结果遭到同样的对待，甚至当中有人被他们杀掉了。
And the second time, a third time, again and again, the owner keeps sending different servants to do the same thing, but they were treated the same way, and even some of them were killed.
最后，这个主人说：“我现在我把我的儿子派下去，他们应该尊重我的儿子了吧？”结果这个儿子到去收果子的时候呢，这些园户就把他杀掉了。
At last, the owner said, "Okay, this time I'm going to send my son, and they are going to respect him and do what they were asked to." But in this time, his son actually was killed by these people.
所以这叫凶恶园户的比喻哈，不光是说这些人他们想这个贪主人的果子，甚至他们想霸占主人的这个园子。
This is a parable of the evil tenants. So these people not only want to have the fruits, but they also want to have this owner's whole vineyard to themselves.
耶稣讲完这个比喻，就问在场的人说：“那这个园的主人应该怎样对待这些恶劣的园户呢？”
So after Jesus told this parable, he asked his disciples, "What do you think the owner of the vineyard should treat all these bad people?"
周围的人就讲说，应该出兵除灭这些人。
And his disciples said, "Well, he should send people and to kill them."
所以大家看到耶稣不断的在讲这些比喻，不断的做这些事情，就是要提醒人，属于神的百姓，属于神的人，应该结果子来荣耀神。
So now we see that the reason Jesus keep telling these parables is to tell us.That what belongs to the Lord, what belongs to God, should yield good fruits.
他对门徒们讲说：“我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。”
He told his disciples, "I am the real grape tree, and you are the branches."
凡在我里面的，我也在他里面，这人就多结果子。
Whoever is in me, I will be them, and this person will be fruitful.
所以这是神对他百姓的心意，就是要多结果子。
This is what God wants His people to be more fruitful.
不结果子是一种咒诅。
It is a curse if His people are not fruitful.
结果子代表神对他们的赐福。
Bearing fruit, it actually means God is blessed to these people.
从创世的一开始，神就创造了人，然后赐福他们。
From the beginning of Genesis, God has already blessed people.
对他们讲说，你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
And he told him, you got to be fruitful and multiply.
所以结果子从一开始就是神对人他所创造的这个人的心意。
So it is God's aim and his purpose to have people who he created to be fruitful at the beginning.
所以后来人犯罪，神用大洪水灭了所有的人，留下挪亚一家人之后。
So after man sinned, and then God destroyed the whole people and only left Noah and his family.
所以大洪水之后，神再次对挪亚一家人讲说：“你们要生养众多。”
But once again, he told Noah and his family, "You got to be fruitful and multiply, have lots of children."
所以到了雅各那一代哈，雅各十二个儿子。当他要祝福他的儿子，他最喜欢的那个约瑟这个儿子的时候，他就祝福约瑟说：“你要成为一个多结果子的之子。”
So when it's time for Jacob, and when he is about to bless his favorite one of his 12 sons, his favorite one with Joseph, he told him, "You got to be fruitful and have a lot of children."
结果子的生命是神祝福的一种的体现。
The life withLots of fruit is a symbol of being blessed by God.
大卫写诗篇第一篇的时候，他给我们描述了一个蒙福的、蒙神祝福的一个生命应该像什么样子。
In King David's Psalm, Psalm 1, he described what kind of life it is when the life is being blessed by God.
诗篇第一篇二到三节说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
In Psalm 1, Chapter 2, David wrote, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither.Whatever he does, prospers."
所以今天我们读的这个马可福音这一大段，从第四章的第一节到第三十四节，讲的就是这件事情，门徒要成为一个多结果子的一种的生命。
So today, the Bible verses we are going to read, this long paragraph, Mark chapter 4, from 1 to 34, is all about...disciples' life and need to be fruitful.
所以希望大家手里有圣经的话，把你的圣经打开啊，对照着这一段经文，我们来思考怎么成为一个多结果子的一个生命。
So if you have Bible, please open it and while reading and thinking about the Bible verse today, let's think how could we have a life which is fruitful.
四章一节说，耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。
Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge.
所以许多人哈，耶稣不得不上船。
So there are lots of people, so Jesus had to get on the boat.
大家还记得上一周我们讲哈，许多人来拥挤耶稣的时候，耶稣就拣选门徒。
Do you guys remember last week? We were talking about a lot of people. They were crowded. Jesus Christ and Jesus picked his disciples among them.
被拣选的门徒有三个特点。
There are three traits.Of the disciples has been chosen by Jesus.
第一个，这些人被耶稣拣选，要跟着他，要跟他一起生活在一起。
First one, the disciples who's chosen got to follow Jesus and live with him.
第二个，这些人的特点，他们要遵守神的话，照着神的吩咐去行。
Secondly, these people got to obey God's words and do what God told him to do.
第三个特点，这些人要被差派出去，哈。替耶稣基督去跟他一起同工，来传扬神的神国的道。
The third one, these people will need to be sent out and work together, co-working with Jesus to spread God's gospel.
这是上一段那段经文向我们显示的哈，门徒有哪三个特点？
This is what we learned last time, the three traits of the disciples of Jesus.
那今天就是按照这个思路，这些门徒出去做什么？
And today, let's follow this thinking and think, once these disciples are sent out, what do they do?
他们跟主同工，要拓展神的国在地上，那这个神的国是怎么拓展开来的呢？
They co-working with Jesus to enlarging God's kingdom on earth. And how do they do that? How do they enlarge God's kingdom?
所以第二节第三节说，耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Therefore it's written in Mark 4:2-3. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching he said, Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed.
他们出去做什么？他们所做的事情用一个事情来比喻，就是撒种。
What do they do when they go out? There's one parable which is to sow the seeds.
耶稣是撒种的人。
Jesus is a person who sowed the seeds.
他需要门徒跟他一起同工，一起做撒种的人。
He needs his disciples to co-working with him to sow the seeds together.
撒的时候遇到不同的情况。
When they sowing the seed, they encounter different situations.
第一种情况，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽。
First one, as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土基不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil.It spun up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了，就不结实。
Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they did not bear green.
又有落在好土里的，就发生长大，结实有30倍的，有60倍的。有100倍的。
Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times.
又说，有耳可听的，就应当听。
Then Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
耶稣使天国在地上拓展的方式就是这种安安静静的撒种，让这个生命借着种子的生长在地上不断拓展的方式。
The way Jesus enlarging the kingdom on earth is through this quiet way. He quietly spread and sow his seeds on the earth.
圣经上说街上没有听到他喧哗的声音，他是用这种默默的方式，借着神的道进入到人心中，这样的成长来扩展神的国的。
On the Bible, it never mentioned when Jesus spread God's words is being loud and noisy and on the street. It never mentions things like that. Instead, it's always through this quiet way, through his spreading God's words, like sowing the seeds on the ground.
不是斗争，不是武力。而是让神的话进到人心里面，就像种子，植物是很安静的，成长的过程是很安静的，但是他那个生命的成长又是扎扎实实的，不断的持续的一个过程。
Jesus does not use violence, he does not use forces. Instead, it's very quiet. But using God's word, it actually grows really deep in people's hearts.
所以这一段里面他讲了好几个比喻，到这一段结尾的时候做了一个小结，说耶稣用许多这样的比喻照他们所能听的对他们讲道，若不用比喻就不对他们讲，没有人的时候就把一切道讲给门徒听。
There are many parables. At the end, Mark says, With many similar parables Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything.
所以这一段里面一共他讲了五个比喻。
There are 5 parables in this paragraph.
第一个就是刚才我们读到的撒种的比喻。
The first one is the parable of the sower.
那在前面他讲过之后，到13-20节，他自己亲自来解释这个比喻是什么意思。
He himself explained the meaning of this parable.
种子这代表神的道。
The seed represents God's word.
四种土代表人听了神的道所产生的四种不同的反应。
The 4 different kinds of soil actually represent 4 different reactions after people hearing God's words.
有些人听到以后马上拒绝，就是第一种图。
There are people who, after they heard God's words, they started immediately reject, and that's the first saw you.
有些人听了以后，一开始很欢喜快乐的领受，但是呢，没有根扎下去，以至于遇到困难的时候呢，这个植物就枯干了。
Other people, after they first hearing God's word, they were very happy, and they are happy to accept. But the root doesn't go really deep. So whenever difficulties times comes, it just disappear.
第三种是跟这个荆棘一起长啊，也能够长起来，但是没有办法结实。为什么呢？太多的今生的思虑，太多其他的事情搅扰，以至于它没有办法结出果实来。
The third time, the seed actually grows with thorns.But it doesn't grow and prospect. Why? It's because there are too many worries about people's lives, about the things in this world that actually God's words cannot grow.
但是有第四种土是好土。
But there is a fourth kind of soil which is a good soil.
当神的话进到人心里的时候。
When God's word actually came to people's heart.
当人的心里面除去荆棘，除去那些石头，让这个神的话能够扎根在人心里的时候，就会结实了。
When people get rid of the rocks, the thorns in their heart, they let God's words grow in deeply in their heart.
这里也讲了三种情况。
And there are three situations.
有人结实是30倍的，有结60倍的，有结100倍的。
There are people, they are, seeds would multiply 30 times, others 60 times, others 100 times.
讲完这个比喻，耶稣说有耳可听的就当听。
After telling this parable, Jesus said, "He who has ears shall listen."
呼唤我们，让我们的心能够预备好，成为那个好土。
He calls to us and want our heart to be the good soil.
你只要把这些话听进去了。
As long as you can hear God's words and get it into your heart.
而且存在你的心中来昼夜的思想神的话语的时候。
And let it stay in your heart.
而且是忍耐着啊，不要放弃，持续的做这件事情，把神的话放进去思想，然后行出来，你就会结出果实来。
Have God's words in your mind, in your heart, and think about it day and night, and then you will bear good fruit.
然后呢，他又讲第二个比喻是点灯的比喻。
And then Jesus tells us the second parable, which is the lamp.
这个比喻跟前面一个比喻是连在一起的。
This is related to the sower's parable.
耶稣又对他们说，人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上吗？因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的，有耳可听的就应当听。
He said to them, Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
什么是这里讲的灯？什么时候这里所讲的光呢？
What is the lamp and what is the light in this parable?
还是在讲神的话。
Is still again, he's talking about God's word.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
God's word is the light in front of, is the road in front of, is the light in front of us.
灯的光是不能隐藏，要照亮别人。
The light of the lamp cannot be hidden. It is used to enlighten people.
同样，神的话里面的真理，里面的光要照亮别人，带给别人益处。
In the same way, the truth in God's words is to given to people and to lead people to the right way.
当我们结出果实有收成的时候，都是祝福别人的。
When we, our life yield fruits, and that is to blessing others.
食物让别人吃了得益处。
The food people eat benefit their body.
光照出来是让别人出黑暗进光明。
The light shine on people is to lead people out of darkness into brightness.
接下来他讲第三个比喻是量器的比喻。
And then he told the third parable, which is a measure.
又说你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, And even more, whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
还是这样，神的话语。
It's the same God's word.
你领受了神的话语，你要用量去量给别人。
Once we accept God's words, we got to measure it to others.
你听明白了这一段的讲述，你就要找机会去跟别人去分享。
Once we understand what we heard, we got to look for opportunities to share it with others.
你多有机会跟别人分享，神就把更多的加给你。
The more opportunities you seize and to share God's words with others, the more blessings God is going to add to you.
如果你只想把神的话就存在心里，不跟别人分享的话，连有的慢慢的你也没有了。
If you just want to keep what you understand, what you receive from God to yourself, to your heart, then one day God may take whatever you have away from you.
世界上的人觉得说得得得得的越多越有福气。
The people in the world say we.Gain we have, the more the better.
但神的话不是这样的。神在这里，耶稣基督讲得很清楚，你必须得到以后马上去给。
But it's not the case with God's words. Jesus made it clear here: the more you receive, the more you got to give and share.
神的话，你越给就越多。
The more you share and give out to others, the more you have.
越多的分享，你就得的越多。
The more you share, the more you gain.
因为在你给出去的时候，上帝会把更多的加给你。
Because at the moment you share and given it to others, God is going to give and add more to you.
所以从撒种到这个点灯到这个量器，都是在讲人对待神话语的态度。
So his parables from the sawyer, from the lamp, and from the measures, actually his parables talking about people's attitudes towards God's words.
那从第四个比喻开始就开始转向了。
And now it comes to the fourth parable, and it changed a little bit.
从第四个比喻开始就讲，不是人的工作，人不能做什么，在这个过程当中，真正使这个种子发挥功用的，神的道发挥功用的是神自己。
From the fourth parable, Jesus is not talking about what people is doing with God's words. He's talking about what God is doing with His own words.
又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然，先发芽，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒，壳谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day."Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come.
地生五谷出于自然。
The growing seeds grows out of the ground is because of from nature.
自然的背后是因为有那个创造的主宰。
Behind the nature is a mighty God who creates everything.
那一位创造的主宰在掌管这个谷物生命成长的一切的供应，一切的规律。
The mighty God who creates everything is actually in control of all the grains. When it's going to sprout, it's going to grow, it's going to yield fruit.
农夫能做的事情实际上是很有限的。
It is very limited what the farmers can do.
他可以撒种，可以除草，可以收割。
He can spread seed, he can get rid of weed, and he can collect his harvest.
他可以浇水，可以施肥，但是还有很大的一部分的工作不是他自己能做到的。
He can water his plants and fertilize it, but there's a large amount of work is actually not done by him.
这个比喻在提醒我们说，我们人像那个农夫一样，能做的实在是有限的。
This parable actually reminds us, we are just like farmers. What we can do is very, very limited.
白天做了工，晚上睡觉，那个谷物照常在那里生长，是出于自然，出于神的那个赐福。
The worker works in the daytime and he goes to bed at night, but the plant grows itself.It is because of nature, because of God, what He is doing.
他再讲第五个比喻，同样的，让我们看到神的工作是何等的伟大，超乎人的想象。
And then he talked about the fifth parable in the same way, so we can see the powerful and the great God and what he can do.
又说神的国我们用什么比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种，种在地里的时候虽比地上的百种都小，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜蔬都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以宿在它的荫下。
Again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade.
这是神在其中所发生的很奇妙的事情。
This is amazing work God is doing.
神可以使小小的芥菜种长成一个大树，大到一个地步，飞鸟都可以来宿在它的荫下。
God could let such a tiny mustard seed grow and grow to such a big plant that the birds who can fly in the sky can actually perch underneath it.
它结出来的这些的果实可以供应许许多多的这个飞鸟的需要。
And the fruit it bears can actually supply to a lot of birds and feed them.
只有神能够做到这样奇妙的工程。
Only God can do this great amazing work.
所以这五个比喻就分成两大部分。
Now the five parables actually are divided into two parts.
前三个比喻告诉我们说，在这个结果子的过程当中，我们作为人，作为与他同工的人，可以做什么？
The first three parables tells us what to us, human being who's co-working with God, and what we can do.
那在这个过程当中，后两个比喻告诉我们说，神在其中做什么？
And the last two parables told us what God is doing.
当人的工作和神的工作结合在一起，我们配合神，跟随神，与神同工的时候，最后怎么样？果子就结出来了。
When man's work and God's work work together, we work with God, and then we can bear fruit.
首先是在我们自己的生命当中。
First, in our own life.
结出各样的好果子来。
We bear all kinds of good fruits.
然后是在我们的教会，在我们团契，在我们小组里面。
And then in our churches, in our small groups.
在我们传福音的那些的福音朋友的生命当中。
A seeker's life.
The seeker's life.
所以神的赐福跟上哈，让人的生命就在这个种子不断的进入人的生命，然后不断的成长，不断的结出更多的果实来。
So God's words get into people's life, so we can keep growing and yielding good fruits.
就像保罗所讲的哈，是神使人的生命成长。
Just like Paul said, God made people's life grow.
保罗说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。
Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, and God made it grow.
这个英文讲得很好啊，栽种不是移植另外一个植物，而真的是把那个种子栽下去哈，在那里生长。
The English use the word plant, not transplant, which means actually the plant is growing out from the seed itself.
我们与神同工的人，我们有自己这一部分的工作，我们可以尽职去做。
We co-working with God, and we do our best on this part.
我们服事的团队一起配搭，个人尽职做自己那一部分。
Everybody co-working with each other, and everybody doing his or her best.
就像那农夫一样，白天工作，晚上睡觉了。
Just like that farmer that who works during the day and goes to bed at night.
但是那个庄稼还是在长，不停的在长。
But the crops keep growing and growing and growing.
因为背后有一位主，那一位使人生命成长的那位主在做工。
Because there's a God behind everything, the God who have everybody's life grow.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
神的工作奇妙到一个地步，小小的芥菜种竟然能够长成那么大的树。
God's work is so amazing that such a tiny mustard seed can grow into such a big tree.
这里能不能找到你喜欢的果子？
Can you find your favorite fruit here?
就像自然界当中一样，长出许多我们看到哇都会流口水的这些好果子。
Just like in nature, we see these fruits and we really want to eat them.
神也希望在我们的生命当中结出这种丰盛的不同的味道的能够赐给别人的啊这种的好果子来。
God also wants our life to yield different kind of good fruit, different flavor with different blessings so we can bless other people.
第一个我们要结出悔改的果子来。
The first one, we got to bear the fruit of repentance.
当这个施洗约翰呼唤人悔改的时候就说你们要结出果子来与你们悔改的心相称。
When John calls to people, he said, you got to yield fruit to match the repentant heart you have.
悔改不只是后悔。
Repentant is not just regret.
不只是说你认为自己错了，觉得自己做得不好了。
It's not just you think, oh, I'm wrong, I'm not doing very well.
你要更进一步在你的行为层面带出真实的改变来。
On the deeper side, you got to change your behavior.
要结出圣灵的果子来。
And to yield the fruit of the Spirit.
当你与圣灵配合，顺从圣灵的提醒，你就会不断的在你的生命当中结出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这些好果子来。
When you're co-working with the Holy Spirit and you obey the Holy Spirit, your life will yield the good fruits such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
福音是可以结果子的。当我们不断地传扬福音的时候，这个福音在人的生命当中发生果效，会带出福音的果子来。
The gospel can actually yield fruit. When we bring people to listen to God's gospel, we actually can yield fruits.
保罗写信去罗马的时候，他说：“我很盼望到你们当中能够结出果子来。”
When Paul wrote his letters to Rome, he said, "I'm looking forward to see the fruit that yield among you."
他暂时没有办法去到罗马，他就写这封信，把这个福音的真理详细的向罗马地方的人讲明。
For a period of time, for some reason, he couldn't go to Rome, but he wrote in his letter in details and explained God's gospel and want people in Rome to understand.
所以保罗去到各个地方写信给各个地方讲明福音的时候，这个福音的果子在人的生命当中就结出来。
So when Paul go to different places, he write about God's gospels in his letters and then explain it to people. Gospel's fruit actually is yielding among people.
Yeah.我们真的要向保罗好好学习哈。保罗说得时不得时我总要传福音。
We really should learn a lot from Paul, and because he said, it doesn't matter if it's the right time, I got to spread God's gospel with people.
Yeah, 在弟兄姐妹当中常常有一种错误的观念和错误的说法。
Sometimes there is a wrong understanding among brothers and sisters.
当我们有机会去传福音办幸福小组的时候，常常有些弟兄姐妹说，哎呦，我还没有感动。
When there's opportunities for us to spread the gospel, for us to have the happiness,a group, some sisters and brothers would say, well, but I don't feel it. I don't have that movement in my heart.
传福音不需要感动。
You do not need to have that movement in your heart to spread God's gospel.
你先动起来，你才会有感动。
You got to take action first, and then you will feel it.
传福音是神给我们的使命。
It is a mission to spread the gospel that God
gave us. 你感觉有这个感动，感觉没有这个感动，这个都不重要的。
Whether you feel it or not is not important.
向主忠心，我们不是做仆人的吗？
Be faithful to the Lord. Aren't we the servant to him?
仆人今天早上起来说，哦，我今天没有感动去服侍主人，可以吗？
Can a servant get up and say, oh, this morning I don't feel I want to serve my Lord?
我们是听这个主人的。
We listen to the Lord.
主人已经把这个使命交给我们2000年了。
The Lord has given this mission to us for 2,000 years.
你需要的是忠心，是跟随神。
You need to be faithful and to follow God.
当你去做，而且持续去做的时候，你一定会很感动的。
When you're doing it and keep doing it, you will be moved and you will feel it.
因为你会不断地看到那个果子，福音的果子会结出来。
Because you will keep seeing the result, the fruit of gospel.
那我们还有这个嘴唇的果子哈，这是在希伯来书里讲的，我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And here we have the fruit of lips. In Hebrews, the Bible says, Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifice, God is pleased. When worshiping Lord, it is the fruit of lips.
我们的奉献, 金钱的奉献, 是捐书的果子。
Our offering and tithes are actually the fruits of giving.
这些都是神所喜悦的好果子。
These are the fruits that's good and pleasing God.
神会赐福, 这个果子里面都是带着核的哈, 包着那个种子的。
There's a core, a pit in the fruit.
那个种子哈, 那个seed是在那个果实里面啊, 所以果实里面带着生命。
The seed is in the fruit, so there's life in the fruit.
当我们用这些的果子去祝福别人的时候, 就是生命在影响生命。
When we use these fruits to bless others, it is life being affected by others.
神做工的点就是在他的道, 在福音, 在神的话语上面。
It is God's words, God's gospel, that God is doing his work.
那人在这过程的工作是什么呢?
But what is a man's work during this process?
我们要听,
we got to listen to God's word.
不断地听,
continuing listening.
而且要把这个听到的道要持守在我们的心里。
And also we need to retain God's word in our hearts.
存在我们的耳中, 存在我们的心中, 反复地去思想, 持守住。
Keep God's words in our ears, in our hearts. Think about it again and again and hold it.
而且要遵行神的道去行出来。
Also to obey God's word.
同时呢, 我们要把我们的果实要分享出去, 跟别人分享神的道, 去造就别人。
And also share God's word to others.
一句话来总结啊, 就是我们要做一个什么? 撒种的人。
In summary, in one sentence, we need to be a sower of the seeds.
安安静静的, 专心做这件事情。
We got to be quiet and focused on doing this thing.
耶稣是这样做的, 他就不断地讲, 一开始是明讲, 别人不听的时候, 就改用比喻来讲, 让更多的人能够听到神的道。
It is what Jesus was doing. He was talking about God's words out loud, using very easily understanding words. But when people don't understand, they don't listen, he started to talk about God's word in parables.
这也是保罗一生服事所做的事情, 到各地就是传福音, 就是讲神的道。
This is also what Paul has done throughout his life, which is he goes to different places to spread God's gospel.
有人抵挡, 有人逼迫他的时候, 他就从一城逃到另外一城, 找那些愿意听的神已经预备好那些好土, 不断地把种子撒出去, 撒出去。
When people doesn't accept him, when people reject him, he will go from one city to another. He keep doing the same work, which is to spread God's words.
他被关在监牢里面, 他也不停地在写信, 在传扬, 通过各样的方式, 让人听到神的道。
Even when he was put in prison, he used different ways, the ways he can think about writing letters to different group of people, so people can hear God's words and God's gospel.
做一个撒种的人。
Be a person, be a sower of God's word.
高荣德牧师, 是今年3月份刚刚过世的。
Pastor Billy Cole passed away this March.
其实他蛮年轻的啊, 过世的时候才70岁。
He's very young when he passed away. He's only in his 70s.
他是我在美国的第一个牧师。
He is the first pastor for me when I came to the state.
我去读神学院是把我引荐到那家神学院。
When I pursued my degree, he actually introduced me to that institute.
我的父亲是他给
Oh, my father was actually baptized by him.
那他真的是看上去其貌不扬。
He looks just like a regular man.
那他说话呢，可能大部分人也听不懂， 因为他是香港人。
And he's because he's from Hong Kong, so when he speaks, maybe most of us won't understand.
所以在我们当中哈，讲粤语的弟兄姐妹，你们尽量大胆的讲哈，我都听得懂的。
So the sisters and brothers who speak Cantonese. You can say, because I understand.
你们讲的国语大概都比高牧师讲国语讲的还好。
Your Mandarin must be much better than him, than his.
所以我刚进入这个那个教会的时候，听他讲到，基本上我是听不懂他在讲什么。
So when I first listened to his preaching, I don't really understand what he's talking about.
他是一个很持守、很忍耐、很坚持的一个工人。
But he is very perseverance with his work, and he's consisting doing his work.
他也非常的聪明啊！ 我在华人牧师当中看到第一个用 PowerPoint 讲道的就是他。
He's a very smart person, and he's the first Chinese pastor who's using PowerPoint during his preaching.
Yeah, 全美国我只认识两个会开飞机的牧师，他就是其中一个。
Throughout the United States, I only know two pastors who can fly a plane. He's one of them.
神把他放在美国的中部、中西部这个地区，他就到处去传福音、建查经班、开创新的教会。
God put him into the Middle Western United States. So from there, he started his work by telling God's gospel, opening up churches, having small groups, doing his work.
持续的撒种, 做了40年的时间。
He keeps sowing his seed for 40 years.
那这个他那个背景啊，是他。 80年他们买了一块地在密苏里州这个一个大湖叫Ozark Lake 那个边上他买了一个很大的一块地，那当时大概也只有2-3万块钱。
In the 80s, he bought a large land in the state of Missouri next to a lake, and at that time, it cost him maybe $20,000.
现在大概几百万甚至上千万的这个价值。
Now, it must worth millions of dollars.
他买了这块地以后就在上面建房子。
After he purchased the land, he started to build houses on it.
他们从小房子开始，就开始做这个门徒训练营啊，做福音营啊，做青少年营啊，每年至少7-8次的这种营会啊，在那边去造就人。
From the smaller houses, after they build the houses, they're starting to have disciple trainings, gospel camps, trainings for bivocational workers, youth camps, etc. every year.
他做工的中心就是传扬神的道。The
center of his work is to spread God's word.
首先他自己是一个很爱读圣经的人。First,
he is someone who really loves reading the Bible.
我几乎每次看到他，他没有其他事情做的时候，他都是在那里读圣经。Almost
every time, each time I see him, if he's not busy with his work, he's reading the Bible.
而且他大概过几年就要换一本圣经。And
after several years, he will need a new Bible.
因为他那个圣经总是很旧，翻，每天都在翻，每天都在读。Because
his old Bible is really old, because he read it every day.
我在那个期间大概10年左右的时间在密苏里州，受益最大的就是在他们营会当中这个读经营。During
the 10 years that I spent in a state of Missouri, I benefited the most is from their Bible camp.
一批的弟兄姐妹很专心的、很系统的来读这本圣经。A
group of sisters and brothers really put their hearts into reading the Bible.
这是他们这个09年的时候办冬令会，在Kansas City办冬令会的一张照片。
This is in Kansas City in 2009, their winter retreat.
这个每年这个冬令会大概2000人以上聚集在这个hotel里面， 他们就是一个周末的这个聚集。
There will be more than 2,000 people gathered together in a hotel on the weekend every year.
就是听道、祷告、追求做主的门徒。
What they do is they listen to God's gospel, God's word, and they pray, and they become God's disciples.
这是15年在他们这个密苏里的营地当中办的门徒训练营。
This is 2015 in the state of Missouri in their camp, disciple training camp.
我们是03年离开密苏里的，那个时候。 门徒训练营大概也就7-80人的规模。
We left the state of Missouri in 2003. At that time, there are about 70-80 people for this disciple training camp.
但是继续的成长，神赐福他们，到15年呢，已经是100人、200人的规模。
But with God's blessing, when it comes to 2015, it grows to 100, 200 people.
每年2次的门徒训练营，8月份，针对这个暑假期间。 这些的学生、这些的学者、这些他们的家人，聚集在一起。
The disciple training camp will hold twice a year during August. They're mainly for the scholars, the students, and their families.
然后一月份在他们开学之前再办一次的这个门徒训练营啊，就是带领这些美中的这些学生、这些的学者、这些人呢，好好的读神的话，好好的背诵神的话，好好追求主的话语。
The second time will be held in January, and to have the students, the scholars, to really separate their time to read God's words and to be disciples.
许许多多的主耶稣基督的门徒，就是从这些的查经班、特会、门徒训练营里面走出来的。
Many of God's disciples came from this training group, youth group, and retreat.
包括许许多多的传道人
including ministers
全时间奉献的人就是从这些的走门徒道路的人当中神呼召他们回应不断的出来我是其中一个、
the people who finally become full time they actually come a lot of them come from these camps and I am one of them
这是他过世之前一年去年七月份他们在北卡又买了一块营地
This is a year before he passed away, which is last year. They bought land in North Carolina.
这是刚刚开始，他们买了一个大仓库。
They bought a huge storage room.
然后呢，这个他们现在已经一年要办三次的营会哈，这个三月份、七月份和十一月份。
Now on this camp, they are going to have three camps every year: March, July, and November.
把这个美国中部的这种的服侍的模式搬到美国的东岸来。
They are actually copying what they are doing in the Midwest state to the eastern shore.
专心在人的心中做撒种的工作。
Still focusing on sowing in people's heart.
就是用神的话去造就门徒。
Using God's word to build and to shape disciples.
这是这一段。马可对我们讲述耶稣的比喻的时候要让我们看见的。
This paragraph is through Mark, what he wrote about Jesus' parables, what he wants us to see.
神是借着他的道使人的生命成长并且结实。
God help us grow and bear fruits through his word.
人的工作是什么呢？人要配合神的工作，要去听道，持守神的道，要行道，并且分享。
What would us man do? We need to work with God by listening, retaining, obeying, and sharing God's word.
做一个撒种的人
becoming a sower.
主耶稣描述他自己的生命，他说他的生命就像一粒麦子一样。
Jesus described his life. He said he's like a grain of wheat.
这粒麦子如果落在地里死了，就可以结出千百个更多的籽粒来。
If this grain of wheat fell on the ground, die, it's going to yield tens of thousands of new wheat.
主耶稣基督的生命不仅是一个一粒麦子的生命。
Jesus' life is not only a grain of wheat.
不仅是一个结出许多果实的生命。
It's not only a life that yields tens of thousands of new lives.
而是借着他的死和复活能够产生更多的重生的生命的一种的生命
but also by his death and resurrection more and more lives actually regenerated from it
效法他的样式的门徒像高荣德牧师这样的一种的服侍的方式
like Pastor Gao who copy and follow Jesus' life
他不仅自己做一个撒种的人
he himself not only is a sower
带领众人去做收割庄稼的工作。
He leads a people to harvest the crops.
他也把他自己的生命奉献出来，做一个为主而死、为主而活的一粒麦子。
He also sacrificed his own life, so he himself became a grain of wheat who lives and dies for the Lord.
就埋在、死在神把他放的这个美中这块地方。
Who would be buried, who would be died at where Lord put him, which is Midwestern United States.
借着他忠心的服侍，让许许多多新的子粒能够成熟成长。
With his faithful work, more and more new grain of wheat can grow and prosper.
这是主在你我的身上的盼望。
This is what God is putting in you and I, our lives.
这也是主对你我的一个清楚的一个呼召。
This is also God's calling to you and I.
成为一粒麦子。
To become a grain of wheat.
成为一个多结果子的生命。
To become a life which bear lots of good fruit.
专心的做工，使用神的道、神的话来做工。
Focusing on working, using God's word.
有耳可听的就当听。
He who has ears shall listen.
我们听到了吗？
Are we hearing?
我们听到这样的呼召，我们愿意回应吗？
After hearing this kind of calling, are you willing to respond?
我们来唱这首回应的诗歌，就是这首一粒麦子。
Now let's sing this response song.
让我们带着信心，一颗真诚回应主的心来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song with a heart of responding God's calling.